Masechet Avot, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Yaakov would say as well, continuing the topic of the last Mishnah, about Hayeha Olam Haba, life in the world to come. Yafa Sha'a Hat B'tshuva U'ma'asim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh. One moment spent involving with Teshuvah or Ma'asim Tovim, good deeds in this world, is greater Mikol Hayeha Olam Haba, from the entire lifetime in the world to come. What we're basically saying over here is there's one difference between this world and the next world. In this world, a person has the ability to grow and to achieve and to be involved in teshuvah and ma'asim tovim. And because of that, it offers him opportunity to become something greater. As opposed to Olam Haba. Once a person passes away and he goes to Olam Haba, that's the end of the line for him. He has no ability to grow. Doesn't offer that person the ability to accomplish something differently. A person has his ticket stamped once he passes away and he goes to Olam Haba and he has that position wherever he is for eternity. As opposed to this world where a person with one little mitzvah could build himself up. That's the famous story of the Vilna Gaon who on his deathbed was crying. He was holding a pair of tzitzit and he was crying and he said, I have the ability to achieve great heights when I put on this pair of tzitzit. And I'm about to leave that. When I go to Olam Haba, even though I know I'm going to Olam Haba, I don't have the ability to grow anymore. So he mourned that fact that he was leaving the ability to grow, and he was sort of clocking out at that level, even though it was a great level. It's the end of the line in terms of growth for a person once he leaves this world. So we say that this world, in a certain sense, is greater than the next world, because he has the ability to continue and to grow and to accomplish. One moment of enjoyment in the world to come is better than an entire lifetime of pleasure in this world. What we're saying over here on two levels, like we said in the last Mishnah, on a qualitative level and on a quantitative level, Olam Haba is greater than this world. On a qualitative level, the enjoyments that a person has in this world are simply a desire that he may have. They're limited in what they actually achieve. On a qualitative level, it's just a person possibly fulfilling a biological need or a person enjoying something that's really nonsense in the end of the day when you really think about it deeply. So on a qualitative nature, Olam Haba is a spiritual bliss that a person experiences with Hashem that is undescribable in human terms. So qualitatively, Olam Haba, of course, is much better. And then even quantitatively, in terms of how much enjoyment a person has, in this world, a person's enjoyment is always mixed in with troubles and stresses and anxieties that he has that are always part of life, and they end at some point in time. It could be a 10-minute pleasure, it could be a year of pleasure, but at a certain point, even if it's a full life, it's 95 years of pleasure, it all comes to an end, as opposed to the total bliss that is everlasting that Olam Haba offers an individual.